Let me tell you of the snarly snoot, which in my house one night took root. 'Neath the sofa in the parlor he did reside, with long slimy tentacles and a scaly hide. Upon the couch sat poor Mr. Nash. The snoot grabbed his boot and he was gone in a flash. Under his seat I saw him dragged across a carpet newly shagged. "I'll have my revenge," I did then intone, and began to siege the snootly throne. With courage and gusto I did assail, but all, alas, to no avail. As failure loomed at the end of the day, I cried to the snoot, "Good sir, parley! Release my friend if you'll be so kind."
"Not until a girl, snoot, for me you find."
"Then I shall do as you request."
"For the sake of your friend, I think you'd best."
So, off to Africa in a plane I flew, where all the girl snoots lived, I knew. I returned home with one Miss Snoot Trout Dawn, upon whom my snoot sure did fawn. The snoots made such a happy pair that Nash was released right then and there. But my story isn't over yet, for I caught the snoots inside a net and sold them to Sir Ebenezer Horchin, making myself a stately fortune. So, dear listener, if ever a snoot you find, towards it you must not be kind. In its sale there's much cash to be made, and there's a lot to be said for getting paid.